to continue with our bris milah shailas, Rav Zilberstein brings down the following tshuva. There was a certain father who was blessed with three daughters, and he was in kolol. And he, you know, after three daughters, certain people, you know, he was yearning for a son. He knew about this tremendous tzaddik. It doesn't say in the tshuva who it was, but let's call him Levi. Reuven went to Rav Levi, and he said, "Please, can you daven for my wife, to be able to, that she should be zocha, that she have a baby boy. We had three daughters. Please, can you try to daven for her?" And the rabbi davened for her, and she said that your wife is going to have a baby boy, and everything's going to be well. Shortly after, what happened? His wife had a baby girl. And what happened was, I forgot to mention, is that Reuven told Rav Levi that if he has a baby boy, he wants the tzaddik, Rav Levi, to be the tzaddik. He promised you'll be the tzaddik if it's a baby, but it was a baby boy, but it was a baby girl. And what happened after six daughters, he had six girls. Finally, he went to his friend Shimon in Kolol, and he said, "Shimon, I know you're a big tzaddik, you're a big talmid chacham, you know, the Gemara in Brachas says in Daf Samach Amud Aleph that up until 40 days you can daven upon what the gender should be. Well, whether a boy or girl, after 40 days you can't daven. When we learn it out from old Dina and Yosef, the whole thing. So Lamaisa, please daven for my wife to have a baby boy. And I promise you, you'll be the tzaddik if it's a baby boy." And they shake on it. The first time, Rav Levi, they didn't shake on it. Here they shook on it. And lo and behold, what happened after six daughters? Hashem blessed him with a baby boy. He's running now to tell him that he wants him to be the tzaddik. What happens? He remembers that his original promise to the tzaddik Rav Levi, he remembered his promise that he told him that if he had a boy, he would be the tzaddik. Remember? So now he promised two people that they would be the tzaddik. This is a very interesting tshuva, right? So what happens? Does the original promise to the first tzaddik, to Rav Levi, come into fruition? Or does it now, because he shook on it with Shimon, with his fellow kolol member, and this is the more recent type of transaction, that he'll be the tzaddik. So the Ramah brings down, Rav Zilberstein quotes in Simon Reish, in Yordair, Simon Reish Samachdal, Hilchus Mila, Sifhei, V'yesh Adam Lachsu Lahadar Acher Moal Ubal Bris HaYosef Tova Tzadik. A person has to mamish go after a tremendous, when they're choosing a Moal and a Tzadik, it has to be a very, very righteous person. He says, if you give it to someone, you usher to go back on your word. Basically, the Ramar brings down, says, if you promise someone that they would be it, it's okay to go back on your word. However, if you made a kinyan that you would commit to it, meaning if you made a certain transaction or a handshake, which what he did, then you're not allowed to go back on it. So Rav Zilberstein basically says, even though Reuven promised to Levi first, first of all, he didn't give him a what's it called? He didn't make a kinyan on him. He didn't shake with him. He just told him. And secondly, the time that he shook with him, he shook his hand. He had a baby girl after. It wasn't even after the bruch from the tzaddik that got him the he had a baby girl from him. So he said finally he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya and Simon Reish Lametesh Sif Beis that even a handshake is like a certain kinyan and it's like a shvua. Even when someone it has the halachic status of a vow, when someone gives a handshake, it gives a chashivas to mamash, gives a chashivas. So therefore, Rav Zilberstein brings down that because he shook his hand with the second guy and not with the first one, not with the first side, Rav Levi, Shimon, the second person he promised to be the tzaddik should be the tzaddik. And second of all, the bracha after the time after he got the bracha from Shimon, therefore he should be the tzaddik. However, the Rav Zilberstein concludes, says if Shimon wants to give his tzaddik obligations to Rav Levi because Levi is the gadol dor, whatever it is, the Rav Zilberstein brings down, he says it's no problem as long as Reuven can do a little atar and down in front of three people. And he quotes the Ordeya Simon Reish Samach Dalin to see the Taz there. So Bezuz Hashem, we shbizocha that whenever we have children, the baby boys, whatever, Bezuz Hashem, shbizocha to promise one tzaddik, Bezuz Hashem, and we won't get into this problem of two tzaddik. Shkoyach.